Try for a Cure is coming up. It's an incredible, inspiring event. We're proud to sponsor. Is this year 15? Is that possible? 15th Try for a Cure, all women's triathlon to benefit the Maine Cancer Foundation. Meredith Strang Burgess is on the phone. Hi, Meredith.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
So Meredith keeps coming in last place, but she keeps doing the race. You know, that is fortitude, Meredith.
I love it. I feel you. I feel connected.
Well, that's what we've been telling people. There's a little more to it. Meredith intentionally comes in last place.
And it's a hard job, you know, but someone's got to do it.
So when did you start doing that? Well, why don't you explain to people the reason why? I just love this. It's an all-women's triathlon. There are a lot of cancer survivors, including people who do the race while undergoing treatment, which is remarkable.
Yeah, wow.
It truly, truly is. It's a very humbling day, and it's women of all ages, shapes, sizes. I mean, it's just it's a very inspiring day. So we, when we started this event, you know, 15 plus years ago, you know, we would talk to other women about, hey, we have this crazy idea, you know, let's do a triathlon. Mm-hmm. And everybody, I mean, almost, you know, 100% of the women we would talk to, they're like, oh, no way, Jose. If I was to do that, I would be last.
Right.
And to this day, I talk to people about it, and they'll say, oh, I'd be last. And I get to say, well, actually, there's no way that you can be last. And they'll say, no, no, you don't understand. I'll be last. And I'm like, no, you won't be last. I'm last. And it's, everybody kind of goes, oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's really,
yeah.
Really awesome.
Meredith is the self-designated last place finisher so that no one who participates has to finish last.
Meredith, that is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. It's an honor. It's a true, true honor to do this. The way that we've been doing it anyway is that I start essentially first with the time chip. So I carry the course time.
Oh.
And then cross the finish line last. So it's a fun way for us to know exactly how long the whole event lasts. Actually.
Right. Mm-hmm. From beginning to end, yeah.
Know that.
So, okay, so you get in the water, Meredith, and do you kind of take your time? I mean, it is Maine, and it's July. The water's a little chilly. I mean, do you kind of doggy paddle? Do you have a preferred stroke?
Yeah, it's called talk your way through it. I'm usually in the water for about an hour.
Oh, wow.
When I start, I start last, actually, and sort of run through the, you know, swim through the swim course. And usually there's a few folks kind of still out there and just kind of talk them through the course, and
aww,
we go one buoy at a time, and the goal is just to do it.
Right.
It doesn't matter about the time.
So Kelly and I are going to be wetsuit strippers, and we're actually...
Oh, that's your favorite job.
Oh, I love it. As you know.
It's my first time stripping, Meredith. wetsuits.
Blake will tell you all about it. It's there's a little art form to it.
Yes. Meredith, we're going to practice tomorrow on Ray Ruby.
That's great.
He's a former cop. So when you're in the water, when you come up, and as wetsuit strippers, I know that when we see Meredith, we're like, oh my God, okay, here we are. Like, it's our job is over, and now we get to go cheer people on. But you must, because you're the designated last place finisher in the Try for a Cure, there must be moments that you're on the course one-on-one with a woman who is having that moment where you have to decide to not give up.
Mm. Right.
There must be a lot of really powerful moments and tears shed along the course.
There are. And it's not always just who's sort of kind of finishing with me. You know, it happens at different stages. I mean, really between the swim, bike, run, you know, there's everybody can't be good at all three.
Right.
So there's always at least one of the legs that the women tend to dread more, if you could say that.
Sure.
And it tends to be the swim.
Yeah.
Because there is this thing called the main cold ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've had, so we do swim clinics that Julie Barchese, you know, organized this whole triathlon 15 years ago. And one of the secrets to the success is that we have little clinics for swim, bike, run that are run throughout sort of May and June to get people ready. So we've done two swim clinics. We swam in the ocean last Thursday evening.
Oh, wow. How's that?
That was, it was chilly.
Yeah.
It was chilly. But, you know, it really was just fine. But, you know, that anticipation is very high.
Yeah.
How cold is it? How will I do? And, you know, cold water takes your breath away a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Wearing a wetsuit is also a little, has some compression that some people have, you know, takes a little bit getting used to that.
Sure.
And then just swimming in the ocean and putting your face in the water, or however stroke or whatever stroke, some girls just do, you know, kind of skull on their back, even, you know, whatever gets you through the course.
Yeah. Well, it's, I'm so excited.
I know.
It's been off for 3 years. I mean, this will be the first time back in 3 years. And I imagine the emotions will be a little higher. The push will be a little stronger.
That's
and
so true.
The relief at the end, not only in what the individuals accomplish in the Try for a Cure, but what, you know, in totality, all the participants and the community do to raise money for the Maine Cancer Foundation. They're closing in on $20 million raised over the course of these 15 years, and you can contribute to an individual athlete, or you can go to tryforacure.org and just contribute to the cause, and the money all stays right here in Maine.
And I love that part.
Yes.
That's the best part of all.
Yeah.
It all helps Maine. It stays in Maine and helps Maine people. And that makes it pretty special.
Yeah. It's an amazing day. I'm so excited for Kelly to be part of it for the first time.
Yeah, I can't wait.
We can't wait to see you, Meredith, and we will cheer you on throughout your entire hour in the water.
Oh, my God. And then strip you like you've never been stripped before.
That's
sister.
That's right. All right, Mary.
I look forward to seeing you guys, because that will mean the swim portion is done.
Yeah, exactly. And you can hop on the bike for the, quote, recovery. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Meredith Strang Burgess, and the Try for a Cure is coming up next Sunday. If you want to go down and cheer people on down by SMCC, and you can go to tryforacure.org to check out the course and just plop yourself along the course and cheer people on. It's a really, really great morning. And we look forward
Thank
to it.
You guys.
We'll
Thank
see you next
you
Sunday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's awesome. No one finished last.
That's so great.
Because of Meredith.